Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on taking care of the tongue, abstaining from those things that are prohibited, abstaining from riba, backbite, slander, etc. You can see how many ahadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought under this chapter, under this section, underscoring and implying to us and showing us and stressing upon us the need of taking care of the tongue, how important it is to look after this tongue, how important it is to be careful of what words come out from the mouth. A person has to be extremely careful. From these ahadith we can see that it's not a small thing when a person misuses his tongue, although it may seem as though there is hardly any effort required, but yet the consequences are so serious. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, قُلْتُ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ حَسْبُكَ مِنْ صَفِيَّةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا قَالَ بَعْضُ الرُّوَاتِ تعني قصيرة فقال لقد قلت كلمة لو مزجت بماء البحر لمزجته قالت وحكيت له إنسانا فقال ما أحب أني حكيت إنسانا وإن لي كذا وكذا رواه أبو داود والترمذي. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and it is with regards to some mistake that she made. Now she is reporting a hadith saying some mistake that she made. Now imagine every person that reads or hears hadith after the day of Qiyamah will listen to some mistake that she made, but she is narrating it and relating it. This is a sign and indication of the purity of the hearts of Sahaba. Pure. But even though I made a mistake, I'm relating it, narrating it, people will continuously narrate it and relate it about me till the end of time, but still it doesn't matter. This is something that the Ummah can learn from, this is something that the Ummah can benefit from, this is something that happened, that even though it was my mistake, but people can benefit from. This can only be done by people who have very, very clean hearts. Otherwise, a person whose heart is not clean, his mistakes, he'll try and hide it all the time. And sometimes other people's mistakes, he would unnecessarily try to expose it. So anyway, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's saying that, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such and such in respect of Safiya radiallahu ta'ala an is sufficient for you. What this means, that I'm saying such and such about Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha, who was a co-wife, was also one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's natural to have that ghairat, it's natural to have a type of jealousy between the wives, it's natural. So she said some words about Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I'm saying is sufficient for you. In other words, I don't need to say much more. This in itself, what I'm telling you, is enough to speak out against her. That is sufficient for you. So then some narrators state that she referred to her being short. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, in her stature she was short. Yesterday we explained that as part of ghibat, one of the things is to pick out on the quality of a person. One is to pick out on the person himself or herself, and one is to pick out on the quality of the person. So yes, she picked out on the quality of her being short. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have made such a statement that if it were to be mixed with the water of the ocean, it would pollute the water of the ocean. You made what such a statement, that if that statement had to be mixed with the water of the ocean, it would pollute the water of the ocean. What a beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an expression, that the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth is the ocean. And we know that if a person has got a glass of water, you have to put something, if something it is small, it has to be very, very potent for it to change the taste or the smell of that glass of the water. Now if it is a bucket of water and this is something small that you are putting in, then that thing has to be extra potent to change the taste and the smell of the water, to pollute it, to give it a stench, to give it an odor. Now if it is a bathtub and you're putting something small, how much more powerful that has to be? And then if it's not a bathtub, if it's a swimming pool, how much more powerful that has to be, how much more dangerous it must be to cause the smell and the taste to change. So similarly, you're putting it into a river, how much more powerful and how much more detrimental, or how much more smelling and odorous that must be to cause the smell and the taste of that river to change. But can you imagine the oceans of the world, for that to change, how dangerous these words must be? So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her. She said one thing, that hasbuka safiyyata kada wa kada. That was a small statement, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is impressing how dangerous it is to speak out about the quality of some person, to make ghibat in such a way about a person. It's so bad that it is, if it were to be mixed with the waters of the ocean, it would it would pollute the waters of the ocean. So here we can see how dangerous it is. And remember something, when a person picks out on another person's physical qualities, in actual fact he's picking out on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of it like a piece of art. If somebody did a piece of art, another person comments that this art is so ugly, this art doesn't look good, this art is very, very out of proportion. He's not picking out on the art per se, actually picking out on the artist. The artist wasn't so good in doing the art. Similarly, if a person says on another piece of art, it's so beautiful, it's so nice, and all the merits of the art, he's actually praising the artist within the art. So when a person picks out on another person's physical qualities, person is short, person may be dark, person is fat, person is like this, person is like that, he's actually picking out on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has created every person. So therefore we have to be very, very careful what we say about the qualities of people. Here ulama explained that what backbiting refers to and what things we should refrain from. Backbiting, one is about another person's physical features by saying he's fat, he's short, he's dark, etc. Or he's not very good looking. In order to disgrace him, Allah Pak, now a person is, his niyat is just to disgrace the person. One is where a person now is going to a police station and he needs to give a description of some criminal or some person, he needs to give, it's a different issue. Here is where a person's intention is to disgrace him and to lower him and to degrade that person. Allah Pak has created all forms of features, hence by mocking another person, one is actually objecting to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Backbiting, the next is to backbite about another person's clothing, saying that he wears cheap or ugly clothing. So one is backbiting the person's physical qualities, next is backbiting his clothing. Backbiting, the third is backbiting about the person's family lineage by saying that he's from such and such a tribe, he's from such and very often we make this mistake, he's from such and such a country. Sometimes just loosely say that this person is a Pakistani, he's an Indian, he's like this, he's from this country, he's from that country. So be very careful. If our niyat is any way derogatory, then we have to check ourselves up and make tawbah. But why did I have to say such a thing? There was no need for me to pick on a person's nationality. There was no need for me to say that this person is speaking this language, this person is speaking that language, he's from this background. If the niyat was to mock the person, this is a very serious thing. The next thing is to backbite another person's habits by saying that he's very weak, or he sleeps too much, or this person is very lazy, or this person is a very scared person. The niyat of saying these things is to mock at that person. Now this is also wrong. The next is backbiting about another person's weakness as far as acts of worship is concerned. Now this person, look how he reads his salah. He just reads his salah so quickly, up and down, he's just touching the ground, and then he's the first to last to come to the masjid and the first to leave. Now our niyat is to mock the person. This is not the right thing to do. Or this person just overlooks the Hajjud namaz, he doesn't perform the Hajjud salah, etc. So this is not right. The next thing is backbiting about a person's sins by saying that this person is a very jealous person, or he speaks a lot of lies, he's very disrespectful to his parents, he drinks wine. So some person may be weak, and now to go and expose his sins. Yesterday we did, there certain circumstances, it is good to go and tell the responsible people that are responsible, who may have some impact or influence on this person's life, quietly go and tell that person that this is what this friend of yours is doing, this murid of yours is doing, the student of yours is doing, the son of yours is doing. But the person's niyat is that there's some type of islah and reformation that can take place of this person. So that is only niyat, and not to mock him. There is no harm. And Anas radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lama urija bi maratu bi qawmin lahum abfaru min nuhasin يخمشون وجوههم وصدورهم فقلت من هؤلاء يا جبريل قال هؤلاء الذين يأكلون لحوم الناس ويقعون في أعراضهم رواه أبو داود. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I was taken up to the heavens, in other words, when I was taken up for Mi'raj, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that I had seen a scene. What was the scene? I passed by some people who had fingernails of copper. Some people, their fingernails were made of copper, with which they were scratching their faces and their chests. They were taking their fingernails of copper, scratching their faces and scratching their chests. I asked, who are these people, O Jibreel? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Jibreel alayhi salam and asked him, who are these people? He replied, these are the people who consume the flesh of other people and attack their honor. The pastime was talking about other people, attacking the honor of other people. This is their punishment today. Allah Pak has given them nails, fingernails of copper, and they were scratching their own self. One is somebody else scratching you, one is you scratching yourself. How bad is that? So this shows what type of punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah Pak has got in store for such people. May Allah Pak save us from this. One last hadith, short hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Kullul muslimi ala al muslimi haramun, damuhu wa hirduhu wa maluhu. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the blood, honor and property of every Muslim is sacred for another Muslim. What is meant by this, the blood, property and honor? That how a person would respect, and honor, for example, we did the other day, the Kaaba Sharif, Quran Sharif, those aspects of deen he'll show respect to, like that he has to respect and he has to honor the blood of the next person. In other words, the life of the next person he has to respect. The next is the property of the next person, whatever type of property the next person has, whether it's wealth, whether it's physical property, whether it's just a small piece of land, whether it's his car, whether it's 1 rand or 1 cent of the next man, every bit of wealth and property of the next person is sacred. He has to respect it, honor it, he must not abuse it, he must not take it unlawfully without the person's happiness, or he must not consume it via extortion. All these are types of all means of consuming the next person's wealth. So one is a person's life, his blood, which refers to his life. The next is his property. And the third that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is the honor of a person. The next person's respect also, maintain it, keep it, look after that person's respect. Don't get carried away and say anything that will degrade any person in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Such a beautiful deen we got. If we all practice upon it, there'll be so much of love, respect, honor in the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us such that we are be the beacons of those, or we be the beacons that show and guide the way as far as our akhlaq and our amal is concerned. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.